Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm at one of my favorite passages that have been taken out of context. Well, that's not really the right phrase. One of my favorite passages that has been incompletely used. I think we even use the context, but we miss something, and part of that might be due to the translation. We're in John 12, verses 31 and 32. Jesus says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." That's 31. Here's 32. "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me." The New King James, "I will draw all peoples to myself." Notice the key word that gets missed in verse 31. You may not have a hard copy in front of you, so I'm going to present it to you through the form of a question. When will the world be judged? The average Christian, if you ask them, when will the world be judged, they will say, at the last day. They will say, there's a day coming when the world is going to get what's coming to them. They're going to get theirs. But in John chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world." He didn't say "now" incidentally, and he didn't say "now" 100 years in our future. He said "now" just a few decades into the first century AD. That was 2,000 years ago. Jesus claimed the judgment of this world. So, Jesus was either misinformed, and that wasn't the real judgment. Jesus was possibly a liar who is making it up to deceive people into following him. Jesus is possibly crazy and loony thinking that the judgment of this world is about to happen. Or the fourth and inevitable one, and please forgive all of the sacrilegious sounds of the first 3 points, but the fourth one is the inevitable one and the one you know, I believe. Jesus was actually the Son of God who knew what he was talking about, was giving a direct prophecy that was about to be fulfilled in less than 24 hours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. So according to Jesus, the ruler of the wickedness, the spiritual wickedness in high places, has been cast off of his lofty perch. He does not have authority over this earth. This is why I give zero credit to the devil. Did a message a few weeks ago called "Have No Faith in the Devil," a couple months ago. And the purpose for that message was to show you that there's no reason why you should believe in the devil. I don't mean there's not a devil, but you should never put faith in him. Don't give him 1 ounce of credit, because he has lost his position. The world has been judged. And he has been cast out. I'm not making up some new revelation. I'm reading to you John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Now is the judgment of this world"? Everything that needs to be judged in the world, that the world has done and committed atrocities against God, has been judged in the cross of Jesus Christ. It has been placed within the confines of the cross. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," he was finishing off the judgment of God against the world. There need be no more judgment against the world. There was a judgment that fell a generation after Christ on Jerusalem and Israel. It was a prophesied judgment by Jesus that in less than one generation, they were going to lose their age, their eon, their world. But the cosmos at large, the world at large, judged at the cross. So quit looking for a future judgment and see judgment. Whatever judgment you see in the epistles and in the New Testament following the cross was the judgment against national Israel, the judgment against the Mosaic economy. That temple fell, the priesthood was gone, they lost their genealogical records, they no longer commit animal sacrifice. It was passing away. It's why the book of Hebrews says that which is owed is passing away. It has passed away now. So the judgment of the world has come and the ruler's been cast out. That helps us to get to 32, which we'll do tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.